Friends, we've now come to the discourse study section. For today, we will be studying the sutta, the Tamo Tama Parayana Sutta. Are you heading for darkness or light? This is from the Anuttara Nikaya, Book 4, Sutta 85. The version we'll be reading is translated by Tanisaro Bhikkhu. I shall now read the sutta. There are these four types of people to be found existing in the world. Which four? One in darkness who is hated for darkness. One in darkness who is hated for light. One in light who is hated for darkness. And one in light who is hated for light. And how is one the type of person in darkness who is hated for darkness? There is the case where a person is born into a lowly family, the family of a scavenger, a hunter, a basket weaver, a wheelwright, or a sweeper. A family that is poor, with little food or drink, living in hardship, where food and clothing are hard to come by. And he is ugly, misshapen, stunted, and sickly, half blind or deformed, or lame or crippled. He doesn't receive any gifts of food, drink, clothing, or vehicles, garlands, perfumes, or ointments, bathing, shelter, or lamps. He engages in bodily misconduct, verbal misconduct, and mental misconduct. Having engaged in bodily misconduct, verbal misconduct, and mental misconduct, he, on the breakup of the body after death, reappears in the plane of deprivation, the bad destination, the lower realms, in hell. This is the type of person in darkness who is hated for darkness. And how is one the type of person in darkness who is hated for light? There is the case where a person is born into a lower class family, the family of a scavenger, a hunter, a basket weaver, a wheelwright, or a sweeper. A family that is poor with little food or drink, living in hardship where food and clothing are hard to come by. And he's ugly, misshapen, stunted, and sickly. Half blind or deformed or lame or crippled, he doesn't receive any gifts of food, drink, clothing, or vehicles, garlands, perfumes, or ointments, bathing, shelter, or lamps. He engages in good bodily conduct, good verbal conduct, and good mental conduct. Having engaged in good bodily conduct, good verbal conduct, and good mental conduct, he, on the breakup of the body after death, reappears in the good destination, the heavenly world. This is the type of person in darkness who is hated for light. And how is one the type of person in light who's hated for darkness? There is a case where a person is born into an upper-class family, a noble warrior family, a priestly family, a prosperous householder family, a family that is rich with much wealth, with many possessions, with a great deal of money, a great many accoutrements of wealth, a great many commodities. And he is well-built, handsome, extremely inspiring, endowed with a lotus-like complexion. He receives gifts of food, drink, clothing, and vehicles, garlands, perfumes, and ointments, bathing, shelter, and lamps. He engages in bodily misconduct, verbal misconduct, and mental misconduct. Having engaged in bodily misconduct, verbal misconduct, and mental misconduct, he, on the breakup of the body after death, reappears in the plane of deprivation, the bad destination, the lower realms, in hell. This is the type of person in light who is hated for darkness. And how is one the type of person in light who's hated for light? There is a case where a person is born into an upper-class family, a noble warrior family, a priestly family, a prosperous householder family, a family that is rich with much wealth, with many possessions, with a great deal of money, a great many accoutrements of wealth, a great many commodities. And he is well built, handsome, extremely inspiring, endowed with a lotus-like complexion. He receives gifts of food, drink, clothing, and vehicles, garlands, perfumes, and ointments, bathing, shelter, and lamps. He engages in good bodily conduct, good verbal conduct, and good mental conduct. Having engaged in good bodily conduct, good verbal conduct, and good mental conduct, he, on the breakup of the body after death, reappears in the good destination, the heavenly world. This is the type of person in light who is headed for light. These are the four types of people to be found existing in the world.
Friends, this is the beginning of another new year. Tamo Tamaparayana Sutta is an ideal discourse to be discussed at this kind of occasion. It is a time for all of us to evaluate our own spiritual progress. In Tamo Tamaparayana Sutta, the Buddha talks about four types of people found existing in this world. One of them, he is going from dark to dark. The other one is going from dark to light. Third one is going from light to dark. And the fourth one is heading from light to light. So where are we heading? Are we heading towards darkness or light? This is something that we all need to reflect. Definitely, each and every one of you who are into Dhamma, you are heading from light to light. If not, you are not in this Dhamma circle. There's a reason, that is why you have come to the Dhamma. So those who practice the Dhamma, they are heading from light to light. They're heading from dark to light, not other way around. The word Tama means darkness. It also can be applied to delusion. The sutta names after the person who is going from dark to dark. So tamo means darkness, tama to another darkness, parayana means heading. Person who is going from darkness to darkness, even though that is the topic of the sutta, the Buddha talks about these four types of people which I just mentioned. However, before I proceed with explaining these four people, there's something that I need to say about entire sutta. When we look at this sutta, it in fact talks about the karma and its effects in relevance to the past, present, and future. The sutta points out, we are born to a particular condition in this life due to certain types of karmic forces that we have gathered in our previous life. So here it explains past actions and present effects of those actions. Then the sutta also talks about how someone can change one's own future based on the present actions. So based on these present actions, then there will be future consequences, the results. So this sutta talks about the karma in relevance to the past, present, as well as the future. The other point which is important to be noted, sutta talks about two types of actions. One is kusala, the other one is akusala. The term kusala means skillful actions, wholesome actions. These are the actions which are ethically praiseworthy, socially beneficial, karmically productive in a wholesome way. So any kind of good action which is done through one's own thoughts, words and actions, those wholesome actions, most beautiful actions, they are ethically praiseworthy. And they are also productive and beneficial for each and everyone who live in this society. And furthermore, they bring joy, happiness, and every success moving forward in this cycle of existence. So these actions are known as kusala, wholesome actions. Buddha always encouraged his followers to do these actions. The other types of actions is akusala, which is unwholesome. These are the actions which are ethically blameworthy, those negative, unwholesome, destructive types of actions. And they are also socially harmful. They can bring pain, suffering to the larger society. And they also karmically destructive, or bring destructive results, in other terms, bring unhappiness, sorrow, pain. So these are the unskillful actions Buddha encouraged us to keep away. So these two types of actions are emphasized throughout the sutta, or they are just mentioned, and it is worth to be noted. The other point, which is very, very important, is the sutta emphasized that one is one's own creator. In other terms, we are the ones who create our heaven, and we are also the ones who create our hell. No one else. We create our heavens and favorable destination through wholesome actions. We also create miserable, unfavorable destination, even hell, through our own unwholesome actions. So Buddha emphasized in this sutta that one is one's own creator. If someone were to be born in a particular condition, whether it is a happy situation or unhappy situation, that situation has been created by ourselves through our own actions in our past. Nevertheless, we also can change for better in the future. So moving forward, if we were to decide to create our hell or heaven, that also depends on our own actions. So one is one's own creator in that sense. The most important factor here again is the sutta emphasizes that karma is not fixed. Destiny is not fixed. We can change our life. Yes, maybe someone is born to be poor, miserable, and unfavorable condition. Nevertheless, if that human being were to work hard diligently, and then that person can change for better. So the sutta emphasized these four types of people. In fact, even though they were born to be in a particular conditions because of their past actions, but they have the privilege, they have the opportunity moving forward to change. But that all depends on one's own actions. So the sutta, the entire sutta, emphasizes the importance of the actions. Buddhists, they are great believers of actions. Buddha is known as Kammavadi, one who teach the efficacy of the actions, one who believes in actions. So Buddhists, not only we believe our own actions, and we also believe that these actions can go beyond the death and bring us the consequences of these actions, both favorable as well as unfavorable. So this sutta, in fact, is something that we all should reflect carefully. Let's go through the discourse and try to understand these four types of people. So the first type of person is the one who is going from dark to dark. As the Buddha pointed out, he is born to dark situation. Here, darkness is symbolically representing miserable, unfavorable, unhappy situation. So Buddha used a set of words to explain this nature. In fact, when Buddha talks about the miserable nature of this person, he used the words to indicate that this person is this person's social situation, economic condition, physical appearance, as well as whether that person is privileged or otherwise. Okay, let's go through some of these words. So, explaining who is the person going from dark to dark to dark, the Buddha says this. And how is one the type of person in darkness who is headed for darkness? So it means the person is already born to darkness. So this is the situation. There is the case where a person is born into a lowly family, the family of a scavenger, a hunter, a basket weaver, a wheelwright, or sweeper. So if you were to look at these words, in the time of the Buddha, these were the professions especially done by the lower caste people. Now, these set of words explain the social status of that particular person. So one is born to be very low status of the society. Now you might think, well, that was caste system which prevailed in ancient India. But nevertheless, it is still exists. In some countries, there is caste system, but in other countries, there might be class system based on caste, class, religion, the ethnicity, or many other denominations. Society has been divided into different status. And that is to be seen in every human societies. So if there's no caste system, you might see the other denominations. Some people are recognized as higher status than the others. Higher income families, middle income families, lower income families. There can be such kind of denominations. There can be, depend on the political influence, there can be the people who are considered as higher influential classes, or there can be the particular groups of people who are well privileged, or some of the others are not privileged. In this way, In every human society, there are social status. As the Buddha pointed out, and this person is born to a very lower category of the human society. And then the next words explain his economic situation. A family that is poor with little food or drink, living in hardship, where food, clothing are hard to come by. So these words explain his or her economic situation, poor, miserable situation. Food, drinks, clothing, these are basic essentials for human survival. There are hundreds and millions of people even today where they do not have these basic facilities. There are millions of people who do not have enough food, shelter, clothes, electricity, basic education. So there are such people all over the world. So this is ongoing situation. So the person is not only born to a socially a lower situation, whether it is considered caste or class or otherwise, but also poor and miserable and lack of basic human necessities. And the third statement, the set of words explain the physical appearance of this person. Physically, that person is unattractive, ugly, and miserable looking. So these are the words Buddha has used in the discourse. And he is ugly, misshapen, stunted, sickly, half blind, or deformed, or lame, or crippled. So the person is physically very ugly, repulsive situation. And then also there is a set of words which explain sometimes even which explain the utter underprivileged situations. Such persons, because of karmic forces, perhaps even though there were good people to distribute some charitable things, they still do not receive them. So the Buddha says in this discourse, he doesn't receive any gifts of food, drink, clothing, or vehicle, garlands, perfumes, or ointments, bedding, shelter, or lamps. So these people are underprivileged. Sometimes these people cannot be reached even by those people who are doing charity, even though those people are trying to help, and sometimes because of their karmic forces, and they cannot get the proper help. So such is the situation that they are born. So this is a very miserable situation, socially, economically, physically, and every other aspect. So when someone is born to that situation, Buddha recognizes he is born in the dark, or dark situation, miserable situation, because of his dark karmic forces that he himself created in the past. Now the present situation is such. Now what happens? Then Buddha explained here his behavior. These are the sets of words he used. He engaged in bodily misconduct, verbal misconduct, and mental misconduct. So not only this person is born to be this miserable situation, and he doesn't understand the karmic law. He doesn't understand the law of karma and its effects. Or he doesn't believe in such things. Because of his ignorance, not understanding, not believing in one's own actions, so that person will engage in akusala karma, unskillful actions. One's own thoughts, through one's own thoughts, words, and actions, he will commit all the kinds of evil, wicked, immoral, unwholesome actions. So what is he doing now? He is producing more dark forces, negative karmic forces, which lead him to future. So where is he heading? So the Buddha says the last statement of this paragraph, having engaged in bodily misconduct, verbal misconduct, and mental misconduct, now, on the breakup of the body after death, he reappears in the plains of deprivation, the bad destination, the lower realm, even in the hell. So his own actions lead him from dark to dark. So he will be born in the lower realm. So this is the person the Buddha point out. One who is born in the dark and moving from dark to dark. Then the second person the Buddha talks about, one who is moving out of the dark and he is heading towards light. So in this case, what has happened, one is born to a lower social status with unfavorable economic and physical conditions. He is very poor, miserable, unhappy, a wretched man, a woman, but nevertheless, he understands the law of action. He understands the law of karma and its effects. He understands the Dhamma. So here the term Dhamma is specifically used to mean the law of action and reaction. So when he understands it, he refrains from evil, wicked, immoral actions. Then he will do wholesome actions here and now. So because of his behavior of refraining from evil and cultivating the good, then after the death, he will be born in pleasurable, favorable realm, even in a heavenly realm. So even though this second person is born to be miserable, but by choosing right actions, he come out from the dark and he heads towards the light. So this is the second person, which is worth to be followed, worth to be imitated, because this person understands his mistakes and recorrected them and move forward to become a better human being. So this is the second human being. Third human being, this is the other way around. One who is heading from light to dark. So the situation is such, someone is born to this world with all the favorable conditions. So as the Buddha pointed out, he is born to an upper class family. Here, whether in a particular country there exists class system or caste system or any other social denomination, regardless of what, wherever he is born, he will be born in upper status of the society, influential families. So socially, he is well recognized, well respected. He's influential. So such a person easily can progress in life. Such a person easily can achieve education, or if that person were to start a business or anything else, easily can get success because of his social status. So by birth, that person is having this privilege. Then economically, the well-off has got a lot of wealth. As the Buddha says in this word, a family that is rich with much wealth, with many possessions, with a great deal of money, a great many accoutrements of wealth, a great many commodities. So here these words explain their wealth. So they are socially powerful and they are very wealthy. And not only that, physically good looking, beautiful appearance, handsome appearance, As the Buddha says in this sutta, he is well-built, handsome, extremely inspiring, endowed with a lotus-like complexion. So these words are used to mean that these people are very rich, very influential, well-built, well-fed, and very healthy and good-looking. So this situation that person is born to, and also privileged with much more things, and he will receive everything he needs. And he says he received gifts of food, drink, clothing, vehicles, garlands, perfumes, ointments, beddings, shelter, lamps. All these words explain that whatever he wished for, he will achieve all these things because of his social status, because of his great wealth, because of his physical appearance, because of his past merits. So this person is born to be a beautiful situation, a place where there is light, joyful families. All this happens because of his past wholesome action, because of his merits. But what happened? Even though he were to be born in such favorable, pleasurable conditions, in this life, this person does not have belief in good. He doesn't have any belief in action and reaction. He doesn't believe in karma or rebirth. So he will engage evil, wicked, immoral, unwholesome actions. He will take these favorable conditions for granted. He will not come to learn the Dhamma or practice the Dhamma. So he will neglect spiritual cultivations. Having neglected all these things, being so self-centered, having taken everything for granted, and he misbehaved through his thoughts, words, and actions, and create dark forces. So what happened? After the death, he will be born in a lower realm, miserable situation, even in the hell. So Buddha pointed out, this is the one, even though were to be born in the light, and he heads towards the darkness. So the people who are heading from light to darkness. So it is a good point to think. Many of you, in fact, are born in the light, in well-to-do families. If you were to compare yourself with many others in this world, you will understand the privilege that many of you are enjoying. So, we must move from light to light. And that depends on our own actions. So the fourth category of people, the Buddha pointed out, these are the most beautiful human beings, and these are the ones who are heading from light to light. In the past, they have done kusala karma, skillful actions. They have done a lot of merits. As a result, in this life, they are born to be in these favorable situations, socially, economically, physically, and other aspects. And they are enjoying this great wealth, power, glory, beauty. And they are wise. They have not neglected their spiritual cultivation. They understand the law of action and reaction. They understand the karma and rebirth. They believe in them. And because of that, they behave in a wholesome way. They refrain from evil, cultivate good. They do various kind of wholesome, meritorious actions. And after the death, they are going to be born in a happy destination, higher realm, even in the heavens. So these are the four types of people found existing in the world. So entire sutta talks about the karma and its effect, in other terms, and emphasize the importance of refraining from evil and cultivating the good. And I would like to emphasize a few points which the sutta in fact, which we can learn from this sutta, one is that we are the ones who create our hell or heaven. That's a very good point to be remembered. Second, karma is not fixed. Even though we were to be born in a particular miserable situation, by taking right action here and now, we can change for the future. So Buddhism does not teach a fixed destiny. So whatever the conditions that we are having now, and if we want to change, we can change. That totally depends on our own actions. Okay, I think this is enough as a sutta exposition, so we can have a Q&A if you need.